except at my house where my wife could fix something that I could, that in my diet that I could eat. But I was working on the road. I used to go out every day. I worked 6 days a week for 16 years. And then I was operated on after 16 years. And during the time, them 16 years, I didn't drink a Coke, I didn't drink a beer, no whiskey, nothing, no kind of drink. Just milk and water and soup, that's that. And when I stopped at a restaurant, I used to eat on the road all the time. Stop at a restaurant, a plate of soup and a glass of milk. And if I went to a restaurant around 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the evening, well, I stopped and drink a glass of milk.
Did that bother you?
Didn't bother me at all. I work with that. I work every day with that. And that thing...
I guess you got used to it.
In 1962, they took part of my stomach out. I went to the hospital and got operated on. And now I can drink whiskey, wine, beer, and if they eat anything, drink anything, and nothing like it. Wonderful. And coffee, they asked me to quit drinking coffee when I had the ulcerated stomach. They asked me to slack up. I was drinking too much coffee. Because I was on the road, and every time I get to a restaurant, I stop and drink a cup of coffee. And I used to drink 7, 8, 9, 10 cups of coffee a day, yeah. And the doctor said, well, you're going to have to slack up drinking coffee. I said, doctor, no man can slack up smoking or drinking coffee. I said, either got to quit or keep on. I said, slack up a while, and then the first thing you know, he's drinking more or smoking more than what he should. I said, I'm going to quit.
You quit drinking coffee?
And I have never drank a cup of coffee from that day on up to today. I don't make no coffee, nothing here.
Coffee? You just quit, just like that?
Just like that. I just say, well, all right, I'm going to quit. I ain't going to drink no more coffee. I ain't never drink no more coffee. And smoke, I smoked until 1927 from a kid. 1927, I said, I'm going to quit smoking.
What did you smoke?
I used to smoke Virginia Ashes, roll my own.
Cigarette.
I used to roll my own cigarette. And in 1927, I quit. I never smoked cigarettes from that day on.
You ever smoke a...
cigars?
Yeah.
I quit smoking cigarettes and I stopped smoking cigars. I said, from a fool to a damn fool. I said, I quit that too.
Okay. You never chewed tobacco? I used to.
No, I never chewed tobacco. Never did.
Oh.
And smoking, I had a doctor that asked me to quit smoking in 1918. And I quit for 3 months. Then I started again. But in 1927, nobody told me nothing. I just, on New Year's Day, I said, well, I ain't gonna smoke no more. I'm just gonna quit. And I have never smoked a cigarette from that day on to this day.
On Sunday, say, when the food had been cooked and served a second time, you'd say the food had been warm?
Yeah, well, that's supper. You see, we call that supper. See, dinner at 12, that's how we always did eat. Dinner at 12 and supper was...
food would be...
real warm, or if they didn't have none left, or they'd always manage to fix up something, you know. Any other kind of fried egg or anything that you wanted to.
Now, I was asking you, I want to ask you, do you ever remember people making illegal whiskey here?
Yes, sir.
What do they call that?
Bootlegging. Bootlegging whiskey. Lord, yeah.
Well, would you ever make anything just, you know, for your own consumption around
there? Never did. Never have made beer. People used to make beer, whiskey, wine. But I never. I never. I like.